for performing miracles in our lives. Lord, we thank you now for the time has come that we would share from the book of life, that your people might be blessed at the hearing and believing of your word. Bless us now, Lord, with preaching power, so much so that when the anointing has fallen fresh, it will make preaching seem easy. Moreover, God, I pray not only for myself, but for this people that have gathered in this place, as they've seated themselves here. They've come, Lord, expecting to receive of you. Would you again, Lord, not let us be disappointed, but bless us according to your holy power. Speak to us in our place of need, for you know where we are, and you know all about us. Bless now, God, that we might say unto them all the words of life, that truth would come forth. Heal us in our sickness. Deliver us from our bondage. Preach, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let every heart say amen.
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 Would you look with me in the New Testament of the Bible, the book of Hebrews, and we would that you come with us to the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And I want you to consider with me standing before the Lord and finding our place at chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And today I want to read with you and to you from the King James Version of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The Bible declares, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You may be seated. I want to look again at the second verse of chapter 12. And the Bible says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Would you do me a big favor this morning and put a smile on your face? And I know that for some of you, that's a big favor. I'm always smiling. I'm just like that. I'm just happy in the Lord. Amen. I'm not always happy about what's happening, but I'm happy about who's happening. Jesus has always been in style. Amen. So I told you before, when I was in kindergarten, one of my favorite songs was, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand." They said, if you're happy and you know it, then your face will truly show it. Looking at some of y'all need to go back to kindergarten and learn that song again. Notice I said learn, because I'm convinced that for the African American, learning is better than learning. Mama said, when you learn something, you keep it. Amen. Learning leads to earning. Amen. As we say earning too, we have our own Ebonics, but it's cool, you know. But look at your neighbor, smile and say, neighbor. I don't know, two or three of y'all are looking up here. Can't be looking at my button. Sister Foster fixed it for me. It was coming off. She fixed my button. God bless you, Sister Foster. Couldn't have fixed it myself. Told you, folk will help you out when you're nice. This man, if I wasn't nice, he'd have probably told me, that's good for you. I hope it fall off and you can't find it. But she fixed my button. Smile and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Pastor's going to preach.
Lord,
don't let me go
till
you finish what you started. Don't let me go till you finish what you started. Isn't it wonderful to know that the Hebrew writer would say to us that we must look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus has always intrigued me, because I am convinced that when you look unto him, it makes everything look different. Have you ever had a problem and when you looked at Jesus, it didn't seem so bad? Have you ever been hurting and when you call on the Lord, who is the healer and comforter of our souls, it didn't hurt so bad? Amen. Ever been disappointed to the point that folk promise you stuff and let you down? They told you they would be there if you needed them. They told you that if you ever need me, just call. And they told you that anybody else might leave you, but I'm going to always be right here by your side. And yet, when you needed them the most, not a friend could be found. But when you called on the Lord, found out that even in the darkest hour, he was
about him is the fact that he really wants about ourselves that we don't want Jesus to have nothing to do with. So when those things go bad, we don't have nobody to blame but ourselves. Yeah. Because I'm convinced that if you turn it all over to Jesus, then he has responsibility for everything. Yeah. Say amen, somebody. Yeah. On our jobs and our workplaces, you know, most of us have an area of responsibility. You know, they expect you to do your thing over there, and you do your thing over here, and she's doing her thing over there. And hopefully the intent is that all things will come together to make a good finished product. But I'm here to tell you that hope will lap you down. Doctors will deceive you. Friends will turn their backs on you. Mothers and fathers will get frustrated at your foolishness and ask you to leave. Mama always told me that no matter where I go, I have a place that I can come back to. I'm here to tell you, sometimes folks don't want you to come back. Just say amen. You don't know nothing like that. But I'm telling you that when you turn everything over to Jesus, he has full responsibility for everything in your life. So I'm looking at him. And I'm saying to him, Lord, don't you let me go. Finish what you start. I get frustrated just now with the folk who start stuff and can't finish. I'm here to tell you right now, if you start fighting, you better finish the fight. Look at your name and tell them, don't start when you can't finish. Some of y'all may have a mood to get that message to folk you've been meaning to tell that to today, but don't get involved.
Him, I expect God to keep his end of the bargain.
completely finished. And don't you talk to me, God, in this faith language when I have a problem understanding faith. Now you sit here and act all refined if you want to, but you know at some point you got to come face to face with the facts of faith. Now that's a tongue twister. I said you got to come face to face with the facts of faith. Say that five times in a hurry before you leave. The problem that I want to explain to you today, God, is that you've got folk out here that believe you have left a work undone. You know who you are. You understand that the fact of the matter is that God, I trusted you. And then you said to me that I could depend on you. Now, Allstate says you're in good hands with Allstate. Nationwide says you're covered. State Farm says, like a good name. So I forgot. Maybe y'all don't forget nothing. I got a one page of notes. Come on. Your extemporaneous preaching is okay. I mean, I can't remember everything. I bet if I ask y'all about what about the commercials you remember. My problem has always been I don't know when to quit. But I'm looking at him because I want you to understand that there are words that are spoken that really don't mean nothing until you prove it. Are you with me? So first of all, let me say to you that the simplicity of the matter is that the first verse says that we have a great cloud of witnesses. What I like about coming to church is that there's so many witnesses. You know, so many folk are in here, and so many of you ought to be able to witness to the goodness of the Lord. Amen. No. See, that's what I'm talking about, folks. Don't let you down. Because, see, I was expecting something. In fact, my note that said, all for the Lord. And you didn't do that. Because the fact of the matter is that in this environment where there are so many folk who have a like same experience. And let me tell you something. You think you want, but all of y'all have been through the same stuff. Yes, Lord. All of us have come from meager beginnings. None of y'all were born in a house with seven-digit addresses. Most of you were born on rural routes, something. That got you went to technical school before you went to high school. You lived under a tin roof before you got a single roof. And the fact of the matter is, it's the same God that brought you out, that brought you up.
Stories and made up stuff on you. That's all right, because when you get in this great cloud of witnesses,
somebody in heaven is going to put their arm around you. It's going to be all right. I did do that before. this thing in your life. He's going to finish it. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, he's going to finish this.
He's
going to
finish this.
Oh, that sounds better. Let me tell you something. I'm going to finish it. Why do I know that? Well, I know that because when he goes on, he said, look, and let's run the race. Patience. That's another sermon that's going to take me a while. I'm working on that one yet, because when you start talking about patience, folks get impatient. Soon you say the word patience, folks get impatient, because they think, oh, I got away with something. And I know you know I said, they ain't been waiting for the Lord, shall they be done straight, they shall not be going nowhere if you won't run the race. See, your problem is you pick scripture to fit you. Yeah, you want the kind you like. Is it no ice cream bar? You can I like chocolate. No, I want vanilla. No, I want strawberry. But give me the Neapolitan. See, that's a little everything. See, that's y'all problem. Some of y'all, I ain't teaching everybody. But some of y'all don't just hug it over your head. What y'all get in the face? You want to pick and choose. You want a little this and a little that, and then you want to put it all together. That's your Bible. Some of y'all Bible ain't that thick. Otherwise, I'm still a pastor, man. Will I be out? You gotta understand that he said you have to do this thing because it's a necessity in your Christianity. You've been sitting here on Sunday morning, and this is all you got in the Lord. If this is all you got in here on Sunday, you ain't got nothing. All you want to do is dress up, come to church on Sunday, wave your hand till I ask you to wave it, and say it till I ask you to say it, clap till I ask you to clap. Participate in your salvation. whole lot of us have an empty sense of our salvation because we're non-participants. We're sitting around watching everybody else in church. Some of y'all are just good spectators. You sit around every Sunday just watching what other folk gonna do. Hello, lights. I'm telling you now that the four conditions in your life require a relationship with God. I declare that in order for us to know him, we must know him.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
But I said, how can you call upon him in whom you have not? You got to know him. They don't wait till you fall down and then bust your head off and cry, Lord, have mercy. Don't wait until you up to here and yet to call on him. Then you want God to rush in like a Gestapo to change stuff for you. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We don't pray, we want something. We don't have to be in thankful for what you already got. Second thing is all. Fact of the matter is that's what I like about the simplicity of faith, and what's so special about it is that God is an all-encompassing God. Are you with me? This thing is, the question must then be, is what can there be in my life that Jesus can't take care of? That's all. What is it in your life, Foster, that Jesus can't take care of? Let me give y'all a moment to think about that thing, because you need to understand me today that all means all.
Right here, well, I'm going to have to take care of this myself. No, you can't. You're inadequate for that. Well, I know a little something about this.
No, you're not adequate for that. All means all.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Listen to me. All means all. What are you saying? I'm saying it's time you become clean with God. I'm telling you now, you need to take your card out of your sleeve. Take the one out your pen, and put all of them on the table. And understand that if you can't be honest with God, God can't finish what he started. So many of us are going to miss heaven on a technicality called dishonesty. All simply means that whatever it is, you got to tell Jesus. And when you do that, the truth of the matter is that Jesus can do anything that you focus your mind on. I'm talking about that secret stuff. Hidden stuff. Camouflage stuff. All y'all got some stuff. Sit here looking at me. I ain't got no stuff. Yes, you do. Look at the neighbor and tell them, where your stuff at? Some of y'all thinking about it, really. I'm coming. Oh, I'm saying that all means that it's impossible for me to keep anything from him. Then the second thing, the third is the eye. This is the middle of the equation. Now we finish with me in just a couple of minutes. The I factor simply is this: you have to have your own faith.
Yeah.
You can't get by with your own
strength.
The I factor is dangerous, Michael, because so many of us want to excuse ourselves by blaming other folk. You didn't see this coming. I keep my 2x4 in the invisible mode most of the time, so I can swing it with liberality. You know, liberally, I want everybody to get a knock on the head this morning. And the I factor means you got to be responsible for you. Don't be blaming other folk, if it was a sister, brother, so-and-so. Don't blame your boyfriend, your husband. Don't blame folk on your job. Don't be blaming. No, you'll take responsibility for you. You want to take credit for everything? Oh, it is good.
Yes.
can't mess with y'all in, you know, you won't blame other folks for it. No, you take responsibility. Because the I factor means this, it says, Lord, I've come to the place in my life where I'm going to take responsibility to you. Are you listening?
Yes.
See, you don't have to worry about what I think, what Sister Kenzie thinks, what Ann thinks, or what Ronnie thinks. No, that's not important. Because if your responsibility is unto God, then all the rest of us got to be satisfied.
Amen.
See, we got to be satisfied. Because the fact of the matter is, if we want to be so judgmental, we are bringing the same judgment upon ourselves. If we won't forgive you, then how can we expect God to forgive us? And so the I factor says, Lord, listen, it's unto you. And then what the disciples said is, Lord, we've left everything. But what I want you to understand is, each one of them made that assessment as an individual.
Yeah.
That's why Judas was able to do what he did, because he wasn't ready to leave everything. See, then when Judas went back, that didn't affect the rest of them, did it? Come on now, you know why. When he left and he betrayed the Lord, the Bible would indicate that it was Judas who betrayed Jesus. Nobody else didn't go in, and notice he didn't try to recruit anybody else. It's an eye thing. Look at the name of Judas, it's an eye thing. Then next comes the trust factor, and the trust factor is that what you must understand is the Bible declares you got to trust in the Lord. If God is going to be able to finish what he started in you, at some point in your religion, you've got to start trusting God. At some point in your worship experience, you've got to start trusting God. At some point in Sunday school, in Bible study, and in all your gatherings together, you've got to start trusting God. But I'm here to tell you that you can never trust God in a corporate environment until you learn to trust him by yourself. You can't trust God because the pastor trusts God. You can't trust God because God trusts God. At some point, you have to stand and declare, God is on you.
Yes.
You got to trust him in order to get to him. See, if you really want to stir God, trust him. Yes, you got to understand. The Bible says that you got to trust him. You got to have a blind trust, because the Bible says that faith is the substance of stuff that you're hoping for, that is equipped with evidence from that which you can't see. That's blind trust. You got to trust God that whatever it is you're praying to God for, even though it has not manifested itself in the material, in the spiritual is already there. That God is already there. That healing is already there. I don't see God, but I know that because you are God, it's already there. Look at the name and tell them it's already there. You got to understand that whatever it is, because I trust in the Lord. I don't see it, but it's mine. Folks, look at you now. What do you celebrate for? Because it's already there. But I don't see that it's already there. I don't see it. It's already there. I'm not feeling better. It's already there. I'm still in the hospital. I'm already home. I'm still down. I'm already up. I'm still out. I'm already in. I'm trusting God.
Trust that Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. When you learn how to trust in him, you're going to you walk into the doctor's office tomorrow morning, you can walk in with a smile on your face. When you learn how to trust in him, your wayward child will find his way back home. When you learn how to trust in him, you're going to find out that what God has for you is indeed for you. When you learn how to trust in him, I'm going to tell somebody, you'll find out what Jesus is all about. When you learn trust in the Lord, you're going to find out that no matter what you're going through, that God's going to make it all right. And you learn how to trust in him. The work that God has begun in you, he said, I'll make it to pass. Am I right about it? I wish I had somebody that knows what I'm talking about. You got to learn that you got to lead in your life. As long as you've got King Jesus, you got more than enough. You got to learn that you trust in the Lord and you call on his name, that God will make a way for you. Am I right about it? I called on the Lord and found out that he's all right. Anybody else know that God's all right? Anybody else know that it's all about him? I'm so glad.
Let go. It's on you.
And I know we've been trying to be a big boy, be a big girl. We've been trying to impress. But I'm telling you now that it's on him. And see, what you must understand is God has already started something in your life. You got to understand this. You don't get nothing else today. Nothing else today. Let me tell you this. You still live because he ain't finished. You still here because he's not finished. I don't care how many times you've been disappointed. I don't care what folks say about you. You're here because he's not finished. And I'm telling you now that he ain't going to let you go until you finish. We invite you today to continue the process of completion while you're still in the land of the living. God, I'll let you know until you finish. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, until he says it's finished, you're just a work in progress. Sometimes folks, you know, we're not patient with God, but they expect so much from sometimes too soon. Yeah, a lot of things happen sometimes. They do it sometimes. Or at some point, folks do have a right to expect something. Investments that we make in life must bring about some degree. But see, what's really wonderful about God is he took a raw product. You know, you were born in the deliverance you had. Most babies. That is so cute. I said most babies. It's pretty, isn't it? And they look at you at that. I remember in the movie, Life and Times of Sister Francis, of Jane Pippen, Sister Francis played Paul. But Jane Pippen, there's a segment in that movie where they would take the babies and they would look at it and say, one. They were looking for a Dr. King, you know, Savior, child, believe them. They took scripture literally. You know, we need to get back to that because they believe that. The Bible says a child shall lead them, and they looked for a child. Knowing that the Savior had already been that child, they knew that other children would come because the work continued. And they would look at him. You remember that movie, don't you? Amen. And then the James Pittman story, you know what? And see, when you were a child, somebody looked at you. And they said, what you going to do? It's raw material. Who knew you'd be a princess? Who knew? Who knew that you'd be a church? Who knew? Who knew that you'd be a bus driver? Who knew? Who knew that you would be the associate vice president? Nobody knew what was going to become of your life. Nobody even heard of Valley City before you became the jeweler of your son. Who knew that you would work down a dripping pipe, slaving under a hot water? Who knew? Do you know why you are where you are?
Because he ain't finished with you.
God started something in you before you were even you. We can go back. He had the arm that don't be. And the old folks would say, before you were a glint in your daddy's eye, God had a word for you. Don't you let nobody tell you that you can't be saved. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't got no business. You ought to be shaming yourself going down here. You get down here. Because he's not finished with you yet. I don't care how long your rap sheet is. I don't care who caught you. I don't care what they know about you. God is not finished with you yet. Never heard.
Watching other folk come and get saved, and watching other folk back, and God is saying, there's a gate. It's narrow, but you can get through.